A British musician, Matthew Herbert, is on a tour of Europe to apologize for Brexit, Britain's planned exit from the European Union. So far, Mr. Herbert and his Brexit big band have played 5 concerts. They play their last tomorrow night, the same day that European leaders are gathering to vote, perhaps, on a potential Brexit deal. Esme Nicholson caught up with Herbert on the Berlin leg of his tour.
Matthew Herbert started the Brexit big band just over a year and a half ago, when the British government triggered Article 50, the get-out clause for any EU member state wishing to leave the Union.
I was like, wait, I don't actually know what Article 50 is. And I read it, and actually it's quite simple. It's only 5 points, and it's quite sad. It's about the breakup of a relationship, really. It's a sort of a no-fault divorce. So there's a sort of tenderness to it.
So Herbert set Article 50 to music. Brexit big band tour, Matthew Herbert is working with a different set of local musicians in each European city. He says he intends to show that just because Britain's political leaders have given up on Europe, it doesn't mean all of Britain has.
I wanted to stand up for the values that I think are under attack, which are values of tolerance and compassion and kindness. And I want to defend those values vigorously.
Herbert is actually best known as an acclaimed electronic musician who goes by various artistic aliases, including Radio Boy and Dr. Rocket. He's been splitting his time between composing alone on his laptop and working with a big band for more than a decade. And he says a big band is the ideal ensemble to give a musical voice to the idea of the EU.
For me, what's really fantastic about a big band is the surrender of power. When you think about writing music on a laptop, particularly electronic music, we're little trumps. We are effectively just unchallengeable, unimpeachable little mini dictator, you know, where we have control over every element and we can just release it into the world without ever having to leave the safety of our own room or invite anybody else in.
He sees a strong parallel between the way a big band works as a large ensemble that both collaborates and improvises, and the way the European Union works as a collective of independent states. He's also surprised there has been so little artistic reaction to Brexit from fellow musicians.
Music's become quite boring. It's been very safe and conservative, I think. And at a time of great political shifts, I feel like as musicians, we should be trying harder to present meaningful critiques. It's hard to imagine that the musicians of the 80s would have taken it lying down in the way that the British music industry is at the moment.
Herbert laments that the soundtrack to Brexit so far has been an onslaught of insults on talk shows and squabbling in Parliament.
Jeremy Corbyn! Mr. Speaker, Labour respects the result of the referendum. But what we don't respect is the shambolic mess that this government has made of negotiations.
In addition to trying to drown out the jeers and political fracas of Westminster, at his concerts, Herbert asks the audience to rip up copies of the Daily Mail, a pro-Brexit tabloid, which he then samples electronically. The ensemble also plays a number called You're Welcome Here, written for the EU migrants who have become targets for the pro-Brexit camp.
If you're out of place and you don't feel right, if your hair's not straight or your skin's not white, you're welcome here.
Matthew Herbert and his Brexit big band are currently working on an album which is scheduled to be released the day the United Kingdom is supposed to leave the European Union next March. And he's hoping to record what may well be a rowdy chorus of voices.
We're setting up a choral session for members of the British government to come and join in. And we'll see how many of the Leave campaigners actually turn up to do it. Between you and me, I don't think many will show up, but they've been invited.
Herbert has scheduled the final concert of his Brexit big band tour for the city of Rome, where just over 60 years ago, the European Union's founding treaty was signed.
It feels a good place to finish somehow.
For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.